WKGC, your local public radio station. Good morning. This is The Mix. I'm Tori Shea, sitting in for Captain Kirkman. The regular cast of characters is here, and we also have a fantastic musical guest. To my left, Mr. Tom, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I don't see you up here much anymore. But
well, I had a nice vacation.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And then we've established some days that I come up so that my schedule flows a little bit better.
I got to help take care of your cactus while you were gone.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it was. I hope I don't insult you by saying that is the saddest looking cactus I've
seen. It is like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree of a cactus.
That's exactly what I looked at. I said, this is a miniature version of Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
The poor thing. Thank you guys for taking care of that while I was gone.
We worried over it. And it was topic of much discussion for something that has like 3 leaves left on it.
Well, you know, tomorrow when the folks come from the Bay County Extension office.
That would be great.
Maybe they can tell me what's wrong with my poor little plant.
It is pathetic.
Good morning, producers, both Brandon and Caleb here this
morning. We actually made it.
You made it, yes.
Buzzer beater.
There was some discussion as to whether or not they both beat the buzzer in, but barely.
But just barely.
I noticed.
Yeah. We're going to blame traffic.
Traffic on that one. We have a guest.
Yes.
We have Sofia Tavik here with us today. She is a Swedish Americana singer.
That's right.
Absolutely amazing. I've already heard her. She was warming up in here earlier, and she's absolutely amazing. And we're going to chat with her a little bit about how that happens. How in the world do you get to be an Americana singer when you come from Sweden? I didn't even think Swedish people knew about Americana music, but who knew? Mm-hmm. And also today we're going to...
We are also going to continue our talk about the amendments that are going to be on November's ballot. There are so many of them, we thought we'd do one every Thursday.
Would you look at the desk in front of me? This is all... leftover or current amendment stuff.
I know, we've got all of amendments.
All this paperwork everywhere
exactly.
On Florida amendments.
But we are on number 5 today.
We are on number 5 today.
If you do want to Facebook us with your questions, mm-hmm. it's 907-WKGC is our mm-hmm. Facebook page. It's easy to find. You can message us or call in. You can ask about any of the upcoming mm-hmm. amendments, too.
Why don't we talk Sophie into playing a song for us?
Oh, that would be great.
Then we'll come back and actually clue people in as to why Swedish people sing Americana music and travel the United States, and also what you might want to do with Amendment 5.
Right.
What have you got for us?
I got a brand new song for you guys. It's called California Snow.
California Snow. Okay, here we go. California Snow.
Did featherweight lift me to the sky, never weigh me down. 16 years ago is when I knew, even driving through the California snow, there's no place I would rather be right now than in this car with you. You're my better half. 4 races in my hand. Wrap me in your arms and never let me go. 16 years ago is when I knew, even driving through the California snow, there's no place I would rather be right now than in this car with you. 16 years ago is when I knew that through sunshine, through the rain, and through the cold, even broken down beside the road, even through this California snow, there's no place I would rather be right now than in this car with you. You're my ball and chain, my sunshine through the rain. Wrap me in your arms and never let me go.
That's very
Sophia
nice.
Talvik on the mix. Beautiful.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Tell us the name of that song again.
It's California Snow.
California Snow.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I didn't know it snowed in California.
That's does. What the song is about, actually. We got over for a tour this spring, and it was cold in Germany, where I live now. Mm-hmm. I'm from Sweden, but I live in Germany. And we came over to California, and I was like, the first day we got stuck in a snowstorm, and I was like, is this happening? This is California. I didn't think it was going to snow here. So, yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. So.
Yeah, and the reason you're here with us is that you're going to be performing this evening at the Northwest Regional Library System's branch.
Which
on,
branch?
Main branch on
main
11th
branch.
Street.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what time?
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock.
All right.
And it's so if you want to meet Sophia, please.
The library does all kinds of cool things besides check out books. They have musicians, they have workshops, they have demos, they read to kids, all sorts of cultural activities, art exhibits.
It is a truly fun place to go, and now we're going to have some really great folk music there this evening.
That's true.
So that's at 6 o'clock. Just come on in through the front door. She'll be performing in a room off to your left.
We'll hear a little more from Sophia in just a bit. First, we have to thank one of our programming sponsors. Our show today on WKGC is sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill's a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. There's more information online at cordellwealthmanagement.com. It's the Mix
GCTV
on WKGC.
Produced television at Gulf Coast State College. Tune in to GCTV, WOW Cable Channel 5, and Comcast Channel 6.
And GCTV is also part of the digital media program, just like the radio station here, if we can learn how to push the buttons.
It's just a button thing.
It is. We're with Sophia Talvik, Americana musician from Sweden today. We've heard one of her tracks.
Living in Germany,
called,
but from Sweden.
Right. Well, just so confuse the listeners more.
We're being multicultural. We like that.
We are.
Sophia, how does one end up coming from Sweden, living in Germany, and touring the United States as a folk singer?
Well, you know, I was having a regular day job, as most, you know, artists do, for many years. And then I decided I'm going to give it a try and just do it full time. So I had a lot of great reviews here in the States from my albums and stuff. And so I wanted to come here and tour. And I got myself a visa for 2 years. Mm-hmm. We came over, bought an old RV, started touring, had no idea how it was going to work out, but it worked out, and now I'm on my third visa, so I go back and forth, and I come here twice a year and tour the States. Yeah.
Fantastic. After you play tonight at the Bay County Library, that show's at 6 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm. 11th Street
and it's
Library.
Free. Mm-hmm. It's free. Just stop by the 11th Street Library. Where are you headed next?
Tomorrow I'm playing up in Hattiesburg. Mississippi,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And then we're going up to Nashville for Americana Fest. Mm-hmm. We're doing a little stop also in Chattahoochee Hills or something like that.
Chattahoochee.
Yeah, it's a lot of CH there.
Yes, well, there's a lot of, it gets hard even for us because these are Native American names.
Yeah, and that's right.
They didn't translate as well as they might have. Hmm. But yes, that's Chattahoochee.
Yeah. So this tour is called the Far North Down South Tour, because the farthest we go up north is almost by the Canadian border.
Yeah, you said earlier you're going to the Upper Peninsula. That's way up there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're actually going all the way up to Lutzen in Minnesota, mm-hmm. and then we're going down to Florida again. So we end the tour here in Florida again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you come back in
November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, she'll be back in November. She's coming to Florida. I've tried to talk her into coming back here and visiting us again, but so far, no luck.
Well, she's being a genuine snowbird.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. She's a snowbird. I gotcha. Yeah.
Come down here for the
Well, and make sure you time it so that you can play with the folks that do the Americana
Cafe.
Sunday, Americana Cafe Sundays.
Yeah. Right.
We actually
at the Roberts Hall.
If you are ever in here on a, and bored on a Sunday, there actually is there's something called Americana Cafe, which is done in a small town just north of Panama City called Lynn Haven.
Yeah, I think I know about it. I heard about it actually.
Yes, Mike and Maggie McKinney produce it. They are also singer-songwriters. Mm-hmm. Go under the name of Lucky Mud.
Oh.
And
we'll hook you up next time.
Yeah, it's really. First of all, you would love Mike and Maggie McKinney. Who doesn't? But mm-hmm. they've been doing this since I've known them. I've known them
right.
for 20 years probably, and that's what they do is Americana. And they used to record with me, and then finally they were doing so much. I said, look, how about if I just go out? They have a farm. They call it Maggie's Farm, of course, from the Bob Dylan song. And I finally went out there and said, what if I just go out to Maggie's Farm and set up a place for you guys to record so you don't have to drive into town? Because they write hundreds of songs every year. They just,
oh my gosh.
They drive around. They're a singing duo. They drive around in an RV going to, folk fests here and there. And apparently when they're driving, that's all they do is write songs. So it's that's pretty handy. So they get a lot of work done, and they're just extremely prolific.
Yeah. Do you ride on the road, or do you take separate time out to do that? And what inspires you to write?
Well, both actually. I mean, it's kind of hard to write while I'm on the road because we do a lot of driving, mm-hmm. and the little RV that we have now is not really set up so I can go back into the bedroom or something and sit there and play while Jonas is driving. But, of course I get the inspiration on the road, so sometimes I'll do little bits and pieces and record them, and then when I get back home I'll look through my iPhone and see what I have and, mm-hmm. Finish some of the songs maybe. But the song you heard, I actually wrote that one on the road. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah. How about another one?
Yeah,
a live one.
I like live.
We want to listen to the Big Sky Country maybe because that's a good song about touring and we've been talking about touring.
Okay, let's take Big Sky Country from her. I assume we could buy one of these CDs at the library tonight.
Absolutely.
All right.
Mountains rise tall. I heard the San Francisco sea lions call. I left my heart in a dirty old bar. Laramie, Wyoming, I slept in my car. And there were days when I thought this is it. I couldn't go forward, yet I couldn't quit. I wrote the song with my love behind the wheel. But no matter how I sing it, it won't tell you how I feel. From the red fields of Texas with their oil below to the big sky country of Idaho, I travel the highways where memories roam of greatness and dreams, but now I'm going home. Sand between my toes, I smelt the sweetness of a Portland rose. But there ain't nothing that compares, you know, to the big sky country of Idaho. From the red fields of Texas with their oil below to the big sky country of Idaho, I travel. Exactly as it was when his mama was alive. And 30,000 miles and 400 something days has left me with an everlasting love for this place. And there were days when I thought this is it. I couldn't go forward, yet I couldn't quit. I wrote the song with my love behind the wheel. How I feel. From the red fields of Texas with their oil.
WKGC, your local public radio station. That's Sophia Talvik and the title track off her latest CD called Big Sky Country. Sophia, where can we pick that up? Do you have a website, or can we order it on Spotify, or how do we do that?
Yeah, you can get it basically anywhere online. You can get it from my website. Unfortunately, while I'm on tour, you're just going to get the digital version from my website, because, you know, I do all the shipping and all that stuff myself.
There's nobody in the office right now.
When I'm on tour, then it's kind of, I don't do a lot of shipping, but you can get it on iTunes, you can get it on Amazon, basically everywhere.
Excellent.
Great, perfect. And then if you want to see it live tonight at the Bay County Public Library on 11th Street, another thing about the library, if you want to go to the show tonight, get a library card. It's National Library Card Sign-Up Month.
It is, yes. And do you know how much they charge for a library card at the 11th Street Library?
They really, really stick it to you.
It's absolutely nothing.
No, it's library, free.
The library's free for all, I should say. Library card. You can check out music. You can check out videos. You can check out books. They have an online book service called Overdrive.
That's right.
So you just, they're nice people down there.
Mm-hmm. They even have comic books.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why would a student say that comic books?
That figures, Brandon. All morning, and now he chimes in with comic books.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you a part of the comic book club here?
No.
You should be.
We have one?
Yeah. There are a lot of clubs here at Gulf Coast State
be
College.
I think mascot without the beard, you know?
Did you guys go to Club Rush?
No.
No?
Yeah, I did.
Did you join a club here at Gulf Coast?
I am a club.
You are a club.
Well, sort of.
What is
it?
Oh, of course. The student-run radio station is, in fact, a club.
And our DJ showed up, and they handled everything.
That's great.
I just had to sit there and look pretty. It was great.
And
okay. Are you qualified for that?
I
wasn't sure what to say.
This is why a career in radio. I see Sophia is moving her capo on her guitar, which means she's getting ready for another song.
Excellent.
So,
actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to stand up for this song.
Not at all.
So, if you give me 1 second.
Sure.
And Sophia is playing tonight at the library, as we mentioned.
Yeah, as we mentioned, at 6 o'clock tonight, get there early, get a seat.
And get a library card while you're there.
If you get there early enough, they'll be happy to hand out a library card to you while you're waiting.
Mm-hmm. And what's this one called?
This song is called Blood Moon.
And here we go with
Sophia Talvik on the mix.
Because of the fire, because us of the spark. You're so far away. You're so far away. You're so far away. You're so far away. Hey, hey, hey. The moon is red. Someone said it's a blood moon, but what is the color of your moon tonight? You're so far away. Your moon ain't the same. Your road is lined with streetlights. You're so far.
WKGC, this is The Mix with live musician Sophia Talvik. You have such a beautiful, beautiful quality to your voice.
Oh, thank you. And, that's
so
sweet of you.
Tom, are you putting some sauce on that, Tom? Is there any processing going on here?
Just a little vocal plate reverb, and that was it on that. That's pretty much what
she sounds perfect.
Like. Yeah, she does.
Really?
It's just a remarkably, remarkable singing voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, that was Blood Moon.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear more...
Tonight at the Bay County Public
Library. Library on 11th Street.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And
completely free.
Go early, get a library card.
Yes. We're going to check the weather with WMBB's Viper Storm Team. When we come back, we'll be talking, hopefully we'll be getting our call in from the League of Women Voters, and we'll talk a little bit about Amendment 5 on 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, this is The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD with The Fix. One thing leads to another, and we are taking some musical time and moving into some government time.
Yes.
We've got Amendment 5 on the agenda today, helping inform Florida voters here at your local public radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Cecile Schoon from the League of Women Voters on the line. Cecile?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cecile. Sorry about the mix-up this morning. You and I crossed kind of. I was, truth be told, Cecile and I got our weeks wrong as to when I was actually going to go to her office do this as a remote. So.
Okay, but next week you're going to go out
next week,
on location.
Next week,
and see the League of Women Voters.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to run the, or you and Brandon
right.
are going to run the Starship because, again, Our fearless leader has taken to taking Thursdays off.
Right. So Amendment 5 is a supermajority vote required to impose, authorize, or raise state taxes or fees. That sounds very vague
dry
to me. And yes, what does this mean, Cecile?
Well, I think it essentially sets the bar higher for the legislatures if they decide that there's a need for additional funds, let's say a hurricane or some other disaster, they would have to get 2/3 vote, whereas now it's just a simple majority.
Ah, so they're making it harder to raise taxes.
They're making it harder to raise taxes.
That doesn't sound that bad.
No, there's a lot of split support for it. Florida Tax Watch and the Florida Chamber of Commerce are in support of it.
Mm-hmm.
The opponents are the League of Women Voters, Florida Policy Institute, Progress Florida, and the Florida Education Association, because it makes it too difficult for the legislature to respond to any kind of fiscal emergencies or the needs of the state.
Now, the folks at the Florida Policy Institute say this amendment would make it harder to invest in Florida students.
Exactly.
It does have some...
Right. Much of the education budget comes directly from taxes. So when you tie the hands of the source of the revenue, because the most education is paid for by taxes, you are essentially limiting what can be done for students across the board.
I see.
It would seem to me to be almost impossible in today's political situation to ever get a supermajority on anything, anywhere, by anyone right now. I mean,
with things extremely polarized. Yes.
Things are so polarized that suppose we do have a large natural disaster here in Florida. We are subject to hurricanes once in a while or something like that. What happens if we have to have the money and you just can't get enough of your senators and representatives at the state level to agree how to do it? I mean, you'd have to get 80 members of the House,
right,
or 27 of the Senate in order to raise any additional funds at all.
Right.
It seems exactly. rather limiting to me.
That is the concern. The system is set up so that representatives and senators, they hear from their constituents. And that is the connection, and that is the break and the gas in terms of what the representatives do, the elected officials do. And they should be able to each one have a vote to decide, you know, the pathway of our state with regards to taxes and many other things. And putting this artificially high sort of like hurdle, so to speak, instead of jumping the hurdle, it might have been 2 feet high, now it's 4 feet high. And that just really ties the hand of the people that we're supposedly elected to do our will. I mean, that is how our system works. And we should elect people. And if you don't like what they're doing, then you can vote them out. That's the system that we are accustomed
right.
to vote them in and then cobble them so they can't meet
right.
their responsibilities. Seems a little illogical.
It does. That does. That makes sense that, you know, if we're not if we're not on board with what they're doing, just vote them out rather than impose more restrictions. So while this sounds like it might be okay because it would limit the government from raising taxes, that will also tie their hands if we need more money for something like students in K through 12, so it could have some negative effects too. Well, it sounds nice surface. Let's not let them raise taxes anymore. But we need that money sometimes for different services.
Yes, if you don't want your legislators raising taxes, don't limit the legislator.
Just don't vote for that person.
Yeah, vote for people you trust. Would be my generic advice on something like that.
Exactly. Okay. Well, we've got a vinyl play of the day that's been picked by Sophia Talvik,
today,
our live musician today, who's playing at the Bay County Public Library. Sophia, tell us what you've picked.
I picked an album by The Doors, and the song is Spanish Caravan.
It's on Mix on 90.7 FM in HD.